I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. Top Gun Maverick, after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. Again, this is a sequel to the original Top Gun movie, Brent, and which was released in 1986. That's quite a gap.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise seems to look the same, which is really crazy.
Yeah, I've seen some, you know, he's shirtless in a couple shots, and he puts most of us middle-aged guys to shame, I gotta say that. And Maverick, Top Gun, was actually finished a couple years ago, but was shelved due to COVID-19, so obviously they think it's going to do a big box office, and they wanted to wait.
I think it's going to be huge. It's getting rave reviews. It's sort of like an American comeback story, too, which is well-timed coming out of the pandemic.
The 1986 film was produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. I think he's back producing this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they're really keeping some of the plot under wraps, but Maverick's called back into action to train and fly some sort of combat mission with a new generation of pilots. The trailer doesn't really specify. Any hints?
No, I'm not going to give any hints, but that new generation of pilots is interesting. The actors actually went through flight school, and this is, again, we've talked before about the bad CGI of like Star Wars of old and all this. This is done with real stuff. I mean, those actors went up. When you see their faces being bended by the G's, they're actually experiencing 7 G's of force, which is like 1,600 pounds. Again, they're really, really looking for realism. They came up with all these new technologies to put, I think, up to 6 IMAX cameras into a cockpit.
I was wondering if that was real, because when you see the trailer, it looks real. It doesn't look like, you know, and I know Tom Cruise is sort of a daredevil. He's done a lot of his own stunts in the past, but so that's all real, huh?
All real.
It's ironic, sort of, that a whole new generation of moviegoers will be going to see Maverick over the next few weeks. They may have never seen, or some of them may have never heard of the original.
It's interesting. I saw an article that was labeled Tom Cruise, the last movie star. And it really is a throwback to old school movie making. And that's its appeal. And who knows, it may even kind of change the way we do summer blockbusters for a while beyond Marvel.